Jennifer, I thought I told you never let anyone know who you're married to.
My secret for 39 years.
Ooh, mercy, mercy. I'm surprised you didn't take last Valentine's Day as an opportunity to upgrade.
You're the best.
Let's go to Guy calling with a question about insulation. Good morning, Guy.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I have a stick home built in 72-3 and stucco outside. I'm interested or want some information about how they go about putting foam, spraying the foam insulation in there. As far as mechanics of it, where do they insert that? Is that they blow holes in the sheetrock, the outside? How's that accomplished?
You know, Guy, I've actually seen it both ways. Drilled in from the outside through the stucco. It's easier to hide the hole that way. And I've seen it where there's areas that are hard to access, where you have to go inside and drill on the inside. But before you do this, can I ask you a couple more questions? Why are you the house was built in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay. And how many square feet is it?
1,170.
Okay, and you're trying to do this to save money on your electric bill. That's the only reason we ever insulate anything, right?
Correct. And the master bedroom gets pretty warm in the summertime.
Okay.
And I'm also going to change out the windows. I still have the aluminum frame.
Okay, okay.
Window.
Okay. Now, have you done a whole house energy audit yet?
Oh, no.
Okay. Where are you, Guy?
Glendale.
Okay. All right. Well, in the middle, you live here year-round.
Oh, yeah.
1,100 square feet. How many people in the house?
Just the two of us now. I've lived in the house for 34 years.
Is there a swimming pool?
Well, there was up until I jackhammered it out and I'm backfilling it.
Good for you. And is it an all-electric home?
Yes.
And what temperature do you keep the thermostat at in the middle of the summer?
76, 8.
And so your highest summer bills are probably something in the neighborhood of $200.
About $167, depends on how much time I spend out in my shop.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now, with that said, in the winter, your bills are probably under $100.
72,
yeah.
78.
Yeah, okay. So, and you're going to pay someone to come out and inject this foam in your stucco walls, and I imagine for an 1,100-square-foot home, that's going to be something in the neighborhood of about $2,000.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to take years to get that payback, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to stay on hold. I'm going to pay for you to get a whole house energy audit. And we're not going to attack this based on who's spending the most money advertising the biggest solution. We're going to attack this, Guy. You and me together, we're going to attack this with a real strategic plan. The whole house energy audit costs less than $100. I'm broadcasting this out to all of you that are listening. If you haven't had a whole house energy audit by one of the Rosie certified energy auditors. The energy auditors are not all created equal. I've seen some energy audits that these people should actually be run out of the state. They don't have no idea what they're doing. A Rosie certified whole house energy audit, $79. It will be the best money you all can spend. And Guy, you don't even have to spend it. I'm paying for yours. So pick up, guys, and we'll go from there. Now, shall we get back on the topic of swimming pools and my pool guy, my pool gal?
That would be me.
Is Sweet Jennifer.
I do have some more tips. I wanted to talk about plaster, but before we do that,
yeah,
a gentleman named Matt called in, very excited about the job he's having done by one of our guys.
Oh.
At Above and Beyond Pools.
Well, let's bring Matt in. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. So you, Matt, are part of my problem today.
Well, you know, Rosie, I'm a DIY guy, and actually I was really distracted by the first caller of the hour, Pete, with talking about knocking a hole in the wall to put in a door, and I've done that before, and so when he was talking, I started thinking, well, where can I knock a hole and put in another door somewhere, because I just think that's a fantastic project. But
I invited all my swimming pool guys to come on the radio this morning, and they all said, "Rosie, we're working 7 days a week, and you've got one of my pool guys out at your house."
I do. Sorry about that, but we had a plaster pool and had a problem with black algae and just couldn't get rid of it, and eventually I came to the realization that we needed to redo the plaster pool. And I thought, well, maybe this is something I can do on my own. And so I started looking at epoxies.
I'm glad you didn't do all of that. Matt, you just hang on 1 second because I want to finish hearing your story. But we've got a break for bottom of the hour news right now. But we're going to bring you back into the conversation. And again, Matt's part of my problem. He's one of the reasons my pool guys weren't available. Has the guys from Above and Beyond Pools out at his house this very day. Folks, it'll be more Rosie on the House when we get back.